Okay. We are now being recorded. Okay. So, I want to, come to, so we're doing one now, is that right?
Yes, so put example one, and then let's play.
Didn't hear golpe because I didn't even do it golpe. I was busy trying to count the fingers.
That's a problem because there is written GA index down.
Yeah. So we got this one. Okay, so what exercise do I want to do on this?
That's right. position of the hand is wrong because it's there. Yes. Exactly.
Okay, you're not counting.
A ver, that's not example one then.
That's example two you told me.
No. Put the first one because in every list, there you have C and NC. So, in simple nomenclature, it says count and no count. One, two. So when you see NC, that means we don't count.
Right. It's going to take me a while before I internalize all that. I can only process so much.
One thing, this should not be internalized or anything because we already did the upper one, which is the same. Index down, index up, index down, middle finger down is the same. Yeah. What we are saying now is the counting thing. That's another thing. But the notes we already did. And therefore, that is on this page. Look, this page, this is the page of the Rumba 3. In order to learn it, every note, look, this is the video. Click here. All right, click that other video, close it, open this one, this will help. Now I play one and you play one, and then there will not be doubt. Because we do one at a time, each note.
Okay, what example? One? What?
Four,
what example?
Two. Example one. One note. We start from one note. Two. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, I can't wait a moment. No. Wait 1 second. Now, because we are checking every note, then we are reading the upper part of the page. This is one step back, because as there is doubt, we need to check it. So we are supposed to be able to count on halves, but now we will check the notes, which fingering is there, exact fingering, note per note. Means from one note, then after two notes, three notes, and then cannot be doubt after that checking. So we will play one note each one. Therefore, I have 4 beats and you have 4 beats. So I will do 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, that's not the problem. The problem is I need to practice this a little bit before it comes smoothly.
If you didn't understand what it is. You need to understand what we have to practice now, not later. Later you cannot understand it. Because as you are not understanding it now, how you will understand it later?
Well, it's not a question of understanding it. It's a question of training my fingers to do it. And the way my mind works...
What I mean is this. When you take any new exercise, the ideal thing should be to at least grasp it in 10% in the lesson. Why? Because the method general, this method works this way because other methods works in the classical guitar way, which is, I tell you one thing, then you're supposed to practice it alone, and then you check the material. That's classical guitar. That's not for this thing, because you are very prone to not do it properly when you are alone. Therefore,
okay, but now listen. Can I speak? Hang on. Let me say something. Okay. Here's the way that works better for me, though. And I don't know. This might have something to do with my dyslexia or whatever. But if I'm under pressure, the whole thing falls apart. So what I need to do it's bad, but that's the way it is.
No, it's not bad. I never said it's bad. I said that's okay. In fact, okay. That's why we are taking off the pressure.
Okay. So here's what I do. So I go through slowly, without the counting, and it might be without meter at first, just to get the fingers to memorize the action. Once I know index goes down and then it goes up and then it goes down again and then the MA goes down, once I've got that so I can do the whole series, then I can try it with the metronome. But if I try to do it with the metronome and reading it, can't do it.
But Bruce, there is one problem though, that if you do without metronome, then the stuff is being learned out of context. And therefore, when you have to put it into context, it will cost you 3 times more because you already repeat many times out of context the thing. You know, it's like for example practicing how to swim but without water. And then how you can do the moves with the hands like this and move the arms and try to move the legs, but the real thing will be when you are into the context. Means the crawl swimming style. I can practice this here, that's what you're saying. Yeah, I can also know more or less how to do it now. But the real thing is even to do 3 small attempts on water, because as this is intended to be in water, if I do it outside of the water, I am out of context, and then therefore the practice is zero, really speaking.
Okay, but you're overlooking something here. You're overlooking something. Some people are better at multitasking than others. I am very poor at multitasking. I have to think about one thing at a time. If I try to think of the beat while I'm trying to read this, you know, I have problems reading just a regular paragraph in English.
One moment, how is it that it's multitasking? Because here we are doing what and saying what. How that is multitasking? It's only one person doing one thing, one beat.
Yeah, okay. Well, what I'm saying is I don't think I know to need to go all the way back to that level.
Mira,
just give me a moment.
Play. They play with one hand, another hand, and 2 foot. Yeah. And then when they play one note, sometimes they have to hit left foot and right hand, but that's not multitask. That one task is one beat only, because it happens even in the same moment.
Okay.
That's a different way of that's. I heard that argument as a justification.
It's not an argument. No, it's not an argument. I'm just trying to explain my position. And I don't want to say I can't do this stuff, but it's harder for me because I'm dyslexic. And I can't even read a paragraph in English.
I never knew you were dyslexic. Never knew it.
Well, you know, it's not something I'm proud of, but it's something I cope with.
But I didn't even notice that. I actually don't know even what is that.
Well, you know, 20% of the population is dyslexic from one degree to another. Some people are very profoundly dyslexic. Some are mildly. I'm someplace in between.
So maybe I do have
touch. You might have a touch of it. It's very common. It's very common. But okay, it means you need workarounds.
But I'm not against doing anything in a different way. I'm just suggesting. Yeah. What I see, it works shortcut. That's what I am saying. Okay. Not that it doesn't work. I'm saying that this way, I found it is much easier than the other. But if you think that the other way is easier, though, it will take many more repetitions, of course. Mira, for example, to compare, then once you do that, what you are saying you would do, then you can compare your sound with how you are supposed to sound. Through the coaching video, this 140, that video coach and 40. For example, just put the example a minute to let you see how it may work, this thing.
Okay, so show more. Do we have more? What's going on here? Okay, example one. Okay.
A ver. 2, 3, 4,
1. Oh, what's good? What is going on here? Okay. Okay, so which I'm confused. Which I'm doing? I'm doing the 1, 2, the 4 count, or I'm doing the 4 count and the variations, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so.
A ver. Ahora, even if you try to play without counting, well, you can also try that, and then you include the counting. That's also okay. Mira, look, put the coaching 9 and put example 1. And let's try to nail it down without you counting it, as you are saying.
The coaching 40?
No, coaching 40. No, coaching 40 is interactive. Coaching 9.
Coaching 9. Which was coaching 9? Okay. Okay. Coaching 9, example 1.
Exactly. And then you don't count. One. You try to play it, as you say. Don't count. 2. 3.
Oh, geez. Something's wrong with here. Let me redo this.
1, 2.
What is going on? What do I have? 2 things open at the same time?
Just open one video. Otherwise, it will slow down the connection. That's why.
Oh, geez. So let me go back and open. That's coaching 40. That's coaching 9. Okay. Coaching 9. More.
That's example fine. Coaching 9. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Okay.
Do it, and then I will see you next time.
Okay, in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.